are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Uh-oh. Is this indicophobic? Better avoid black cats. Cracks and walking under ladders. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy the Dark Lee Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts. Pop culture, personal growth, and justice. Yeah, it is Friday the 13th, so ow. We're not worried now. Just dashing salt on my shoulder everywhere I go. In honor, we'll have some fun. We're going to do lots of tunes, including many of your Forgotten 45 requests. Also, a milestone birthday celebration to a folk rock biggie. New music from an old eagle. Inspiration, action, challenge, success stories. A side order of pop culture commentary. And boy, the GOP is blowing up big time again. We'll get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Friday, November 13th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central. Noon here in the east. Number trembling at 347-857-4505. Our popular 24/7 Twitter feed, whether you're live or on podcast, is the place to go. It's trembling. At AB Writes. Show today brought to you in part by Audiophile Music Books Podcast. Caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by Progressive Insurance. Bundling can save you a bundle. Find out how. And we're not superstitious. See any Richard Nixon sightings? Phone home. We'll kick things off with a classic from Stevie Wonder. Go ahead. Press your luck. It's the Amy Beth Darkly Show.
Months.
everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Love having plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what pulls you down, yeah. Ever since you got walk around in a daze with your pocket back. Go see a woman and she ain't even there. Sing with the mind and all your track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it sick, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's pulling you way out. United States.
The Blue Notes on the Abbey Beth Arkwe Show, and Stevie Wonder, Superstition, as we try to ward off the effects of Friday the 13th on the Abbey Beth Arkwe Show. Hey, you're not superstitious, are you? Well, if you are, let us know what your superstitions are and how you try to ward them off at the Twitter feed, AB Writes, phone line 2347-857-4505. So just why is Friday the 13th considered unlucky? We saw the TCS crew to do some research, and Trudy came out with a bullet point. She said, nobody really knows. But there is speculation, and this is what we found out. Jesus was apparently crucified on a Friday, and there were 13 guests, as you know, at the Last Supper the night before his crucifixion. The Pope of the Catholic Church and the King of France sentenced a monastic military order to death and ordered the leader to be tortured and crucified on October 13th, 1307. We're still holding on to that, right? Friday was also known as Hangman's Day. It was the day that many criminals were executed. And some say the number 13 is unlucky due to its link with the menstrual cycle. There are 13 lunar menstrual cycles each year. So it always comes back to women, right? And nature being unlucky somehow for women. And never mind. Well, fear of Friday the 13th is recognized as a phobia called frigatriskaidekaphobia. So the fear of the number 13 is triskaidekaphobia, but Friday the 13th has its own name. And I just said it. I don't want to do it again. Now, many people have the phobia, so much so that airlines actually report seeing a significant drop in business on that date. But Italy considers Friday the 17th unlucky and Friday the 13th a lucky day. So I'm not sure what that's about, Italy, but there you go. Friday the 13th occurs if the month begins on a Sunday. So when you're pulling your calendar up, if you see the month starts on Sunday, you know there's going to be a Friday the 13th in there. There can only be 3 in each calendar year, and I think last year we had 3. This year, maybe not. Pagans consider 13 a lucky number, as it corresponds with the number of moons in a year. There we go again with the lunar cycle. The pagans know what they're talking about. And some hotels and apartment buildings omit the number 13th. There's not a 13th floor, which is always intriguing, right? And apparently the longest period that can occur without a Friday the 13th, 14 months. So there you know. So now we're up to speed. This whole Friday the 13th business. But sometimes it helps if you want to ward off bad spirits. Not that we believe in that, but you might want to have a good luck talisman of sorts. A crystal, maybe, or a coin, or maybe a picture of Elvis. For Lynette, it's a Forgotten 45. Good luck charm on the Amy Vipper Show. Uh-huh.
Charm, you sweet delight. I want a good to hope tonight.
His love. I promised her that I would always be true. Remembering her eyes as we marched out of sight. I saw sweet tears as she cried, and she cried so blue. So everybody now,
1, 2, 3.
Cried, and she she cried so blue. So come on, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm marching out.
Belated Veterans Day gratitude on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show to all those who have served or are serving. Dee Clark, Forgotten 45 for Annie, and I'm a Soldier Boy, and the Shirelles for Carl, Soldier Boy, from the same era. It is the Amy Beth Arkoui Show, also, of course, Elvis and Good Luck Charm. Are you superstitious? Let us know. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Well, whether you are or not, there's no reason to come undone. Here's your tune, Becky, from the Guess Who.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
I can't stand to see you sad. I can't stand to see you.
some way. Happy belated birthday wishes to Marshall Crenshaw, who celebrated his 63rd birthday yesterday. Remember when he burst on the scene in the 80s? Got that stylish retro look. Kind of looked like Buddy Holly. In fact, it worked for him. Little factoid. In 1987, he was cast as Buddy Holly in La Bamba, the Ritchie Valens biopic. Yeah, go rent it this week and you'll see. Good stuff, good sound indeed. And the Guess Who? And she's come undone. Are you superstitious? Coming undone on Friday the 13th. At the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Sheila says, I feel uncomfortable when I stay at a hotel either on the 12th or 14th floor, just in case. Yeah, yeah, I get it. Dell says, I hear it's bad luck to change the name of a ship. Yeah, well, I guess, I heard that. Wasn't the Titanic originally called Safe Passage? Never mind. But Haley says, you got to put out the good vibes, and that will ward away anything bad. You are what you think you are. Yeah, I know, that law of attraction thing. I want to believe, and I do believe, positive energy always helps. But just in case, you can carry a talisman. And I want to wish good luck birthday wishes to Neil Young. Yeah, the granddaddy of grunge, just turned 70 yesterday. And boy, oh boy, is he still going strong, making hay of the new medium of the internet, helping veterans and other folks, and the music still sounds so good. But remember when he was young? On Sugar Mountain, here's a classic. Happy belated birthday, Mr. Young.
Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Girl just down the aisle, oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, boat to live on, Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Roulette Gambling song for Friday the 13th. Santana's Winning for Derek on the Abby Beth Arkoui Show, a song that Donald Trump may be dumping as his theme song. As Carly points out on the Twitter feed, Trump just imploded. Yeah, I heard about this. He apparently went on a 95-minute rant, took on everybody from Ben Carson to the whole immigration deal, and said he would blow the expletive out of ISIS. You want World War IV? He's your man. Things are getting so crazy over the GOP, they're actually thinking about begging Mitt Romney to get back in the race. Think it'll happen? Oh, boy, still time. Meanwhile, the Democrats, with Hillary pulling away and Bernie saying he's in it to win it and may make a speech about what democratic socialism really is, have their second official debate tomorrow night. Leave it to the Democrats. Make sure nobody watches have a debate on a Saturday night. Crazy stuff. I just want to tell you that, sorry to hear about Glenn Frey, who's been ill apparently. He has to have surgery, and the Eagles were supposed to be honored at the Kennedy Center honors this year. Apparently it's been postponed till next year because Glenn's going to need some serious recovery time. We wish him the best, so they'll get their celebration and induction or whatever they call it, honor, next year, 2016. But they do have a slew of folks being honored this year, including Carole King, another accolade for her, Star Wars mastermind George Lucas, and actresses Cecily Tyson and Rita Moreno, along with classical conductor Tsuji Azawa. It takes place, of course, at the John F. Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts on December 6th. They record it, tape it, and then present it on CBS during the holiday season. I think it's December 29th. As they say, check your local listings. But best wishes to Glenn Frey. And speaking of the Eagles, his compadre Don Henley has a new solo project out called Cost County. I've heard a lot of it. It is great stuff from the 68-year-old folk rocker. This one's a beauty, his first single from that collection called Take a Picture of This. Don Henley on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show.
With the crowd, yeah, free and proud. Let somebody say, take a picture of this. Ooh, take a picture of this. The years went rushing by in the twinkling of an eye. We rolled with the changes. Like we knew was gone, our friends had all moved on. Time rearranging, but on our wedding day, they all came back to say, congratulations, take a picture of this. Oh, take a picture of this. We were so happy, baby, but now those kids have grown and gone.
I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight. Girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I kinda know your sweet love is gonna change. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up my final end. Take it easy. Got a world of trouble on my mind. Been looking for a lover who won't blow my cover. She's just a little hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby.
Celebration, a tune penned by Jackson Browne and co-founder of the Eagles, Glenn Frey. We wish Glenn the best as he's recovering from a serious operation, so their Eagles Kennedy Center honor celebration has been postponed till next year. Speedy recovery, Glenn. And his compadre in the Eagles, Don Henley, out with a fantastic new collection, Coss County, it's called, and that's the first single. Take a picture of this. Don Henley, wow. You've got to love these prolific older guys who keep going, right? Van Morrison, Don Henley. It's really impressive, and it keeps you young and keeps you vibrant, and that's what it's all about. Speaking of which, the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story today to Chad in Portland, Oregon, writes in that he is writing and painting, first time in a long time. Thank you so much for helping me breathe new life into my creative life. Well, you're very welcome, Chad. Thank you, and keep going. Keep us posted, please. Keep at it. If it's working for you, I'd love to give you an Inspiration to Action Challenge Success Story shout-out. You deserve it, and you help other folks as well. And if it's not, hey, I'd like to cajole you a little bit. We'll start a creativity coaching conversation. First one is always on me. So hop over. You got nothing to lose. The website is amybetharkawy.com. That's A-R-K-A-W-Y. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And we'll get you all set up with some advice and tips. Move you along, creatively speaking. Just keep going. Try it. You might like it. Dive right in. That's what I always say. That's the first piece of advice. We may go over, just a note on the stream today, another short shrift of a show here, but if we do go over, don't worry, all the shows are archived for podcasts. You can follow us, of course, at BTR, get the app at Stitcher, Mixcloud Family, iTunes, NetNow, Select Editions on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network, and of course, all roads lead back to the website. So you'll find us. You will, I promise. And don't forget, the Grateful Bounty is coming. We're getting all ready for that big annual celebration of joy and gratitude that we do every year, November 24th this year, Tuesday, to enjoy for the Thanksgiving season and beyond. So requests, dedications, they have to be in by today, ASAP, because Trudy and the gang are working on it. So do so via Twitter, AB Writes, hashtag Grateful Bounty, or the website, amybetharkawy.com, and get your favorite song in our Thanksgiving Day mix. We'd love to share it. Sugar Bounty with you. Easy as pie? Really? Pumpkin pie? We'll talk about pies. We always do every year. So one of the things that's big in the news these days and things that have changed with the internet is streaming music. And a lot of people say the artists lose out because they don't get paid as much in terms of royalties and people aren't buying CDs anymore and albums, although vinyl's making a comeback, but that's another story. And it's kind of true. And I always say, you know, I love to support the artists. I always urge people to go out and buy music. A lot of, especially new artists, give away, like, complete albums. I think it's good to give away a couple of songs. Don't give away everything. But be that as it may, a guy named Andy Chernoff, who is the lead singer of a group called The Dictators, put together a parody called Streaming, and he pretty much says, you know, things have changed. And things like Spotify and the new YouTube Red channel will hopefully help more money trickle into artists, but people have to just accept the way it is. So here he has a tune. It's, if you know the old 80s or 70s classic from Blondie called Dreaming, this one is a takeoff called Streaming. Andy, sure enough, give a listen to this one. It's fun on the Amy Beth-Arkawy Show.
I met you at the restaurant.
circa 1957, our final forgotten 45 today for Donna on the Amy Beth Arcuisha. Blondie's hanging by the telephone. Yeah, they don't have that phone booth across the hall too many places anymore, do they? And Andy Chernoff's parody of Blondie's Dreamin' and with Streamin'. It is the Amy Beth Arcuisha Show. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate playing in real time. And, of course, you can friend me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Writes, and all roads lead back to the website. Suggestions, comments, concerns, shows are all there at the website amybetharcoui.com. So have yourself a great weekend. Whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arcuisha Show. We'll leave you with one more for belated birthday boy Neil Young. Long may he, you, and all of us run. Take care.